look, man, but that's some rough shit, man. You in a fucking relationship that's, you know, white and black, Leroy and Sally. Sally, you got it rough. You better really love Leroy. Because that's the only nigga you gonna have. Because, nigga, white families kick y'all out the family. The white family's cold. Get your ass out of this goddamn family, Sally. Bringing that jigaboo to my goddamn house. He ain't coming in here. What am I supposed to cook, some fucking fried chicken? I ain't cooking no fucking fried chicken. You're out of the family. You're out of fucking will. Get your fucking cunt whore bitch ass out of the house. Sally, leave the house. Goddamn, Leroy, you're all I have. Leroy tried to take her to his mama house. Y'all already know, sister, you ain't bringing that white bitch in there. You ain't bringing that white bitch in my house, Leroy. I told you better than this, nigga. What am I supposed to cook, peach? I don't cook no goddamn peach. Get your black ass out of here with that snow bunny, nigga. You can't come in this goddamn house till you get a bitch with cornrows. Leroy, leave the house. You're all I got, Sally.
We're not away from the lady and shit, but I can still laugh at this shit.
And they run to the earth together, nigga.
Because it's funny, you know. At the end of the day, though, he's basically making fun of his son. Laugh when you laugh. Because it is tough. I mean, it's not tough for us, but I know people look at us funny sometimes.
Is a white man,
they may never even say nothing.
You understand me?
I think for the most part, people are over that stuff. But there's still awesome people. But I always keep my eye on stuff, just being a little
weird. Y'all had a baby yet? You got two? See, you're back in the family. Because only the babies can cure that racism.
Right. As long, you bring really that baby over to their
sister's house.
You're
happy, your family
should
be happy.
Yep.
It's my grandbaby. Lord. He got that good hair. He got the skin to win, too. Hey, Sally, come on in here, girl. I was just bullshitting. Yeah, I went on that Food Network. I learned how to make that quiche. Come on in. You take him over that redneck now?
This is funny as hell.
He's my goddamn grandson. And damn, look, little fucker's got a permanent tan. I mean, look at the size of the balls on this fucker.
White people, if you're listening, go ahead and laugh. It's just funny, just supposed to laugh. it's funny.
Peace and blessings. It's Monday morning, April 29th, 2024. Time to get up if y'all gotta go to work and all that kind of stuff. School. You know what I'm saying? Volunteer, you know, to the grocery store, to get gas, whatever it is you need to do today, you gotta do. Stay safe doing it. You know what I'm saying? Try to do something good for somebody today too, please. And hope you guys enjoyed last night's episode. You'll probably be checking those out today or whatever. Just wanna say, hope everyone's doing okay. Hope you got through the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Let's get through this upcoming week. Get that bread. Legally, always, of course. Our weekend was good. We got together with my brother yesterday for his birthday. That was nice. Watched some more basketball and shit yesterday and just chilled out. You know what I mean? Had a pretty solid weekend. Pretty solid weekend. And, yeah, it's Monday. Here in Milwaukee, it's supposed to be 73 today. And then I saw the five-day forecast, so we got at least, I seen nothing lower than high 60s for like the next 5 days, so we're good to go. So if you're from Milwaukee or Wisconsin, you know what I'm saying, get out and enjoy the weather, you know what I'm saying, this weekend if you can. So yeah, Michelle and I are good. We're just gonna, we got some grocery shopping to do today. Not a ton, just gotta pick a few things up. She has a doctor's appointment. Nothing serious or nothing like that at all. Just a regular, you know, physical or whatever checkup. What else we got going on? Yeah, Charlie's doing good. The pets are doing good. Everything's going good. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to this 1,000 downloads. Think we're at about like 990 something. That'd be a decent little accomplishment. 1,000 downloads. I didn't think when we first started, I'm like, there's no damn way. I didn't even see. And I know that's not a ton. People are probably like, 1,000, that's nothing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for us, it kind of is, because we have been planning this for about 3 years, and just kept procrastinating, you know, and then for a second fell into that, like, well, damn, like, what are people listening to? What will people want to listen to? You know, what are we going to talk about? All that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm talking about my life, my experiences. You know, let's just talk about life. Like, we're a couple. You know what I'm saying? We're in a relationship, so we can talk about that just naturally because we're in one. I mean, clearly our relationship is working out. We've been together 9 years. You know, it's clearly the longest relationship I've ever been in. You know what I'm saying? We're an interracial couple as well, so there's another dynamic. And we just talk about stuff that everyone else does. You know, when they're sitting at home, you guys are talking about just regular shit. You know, the latest crime news, what night you're gonna wash clothes, like, what are we watching on TV tonight? You know what I'm saying? What do you wanna eat tonight? You know what I'm saying? Just regular stuff. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see more podcasts like that. Couples just being themselves, talking about stuff that everyone else talks about in the world. You know, instead of all this scripted stuff, here you say this, I'm gonna say that, blah, blah, nah. Because to me, that's, you know, I like to say, like, that our podcast is more like, for people that are familiar with Big Brother, like, we're more like Big Brother live feed style, where it's just authentic. It's, you know, pretty much live. When we're recording, it's live. Obviously, it's not once you hear it back, but, like, we don't sit there and edit all this stuff and do all this cut, you know, dang, you said too many times, we gotta edit that. Nah, fuck that, leave it in there. You know what I mean? We talk, you know, I record myself at the grocery store, just doing regular shit that everyone does. Everyone goes to the grocery store, right? Everyone goes to get gas. You know, all that stuff. We record some of that stuff because it's natural and it's just real shit. You know what I mean? So basically, that's going to lead into what I wanted to do for a podcast today. Or just spend just a little bit of time just talking about it. So basically, when I was starting the podcast, right, I started looking around just to see who was talking about what. You know, what are people interested in? What are people listening to? What are people saying? Just, you know, and then also looking into, like, where the black and brown podcasters are, what they're talking about. You know, are there any? Are they successful? Are people listening? Because let's just face it, it's still, even with the podcast, and you can go on Spotify, Podbean, any of the podcast apps, it's still dominated mostly by white people. Most of the podcasts are going to be white, no matter what, you know, the theme or the genre of it is, whether it's crime, whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, religion or true crime, whatever it is, it's mostly going to be white, you know, content creators or hosts. Excuse me. So it can be tough, even in that space, as a black or brown podcaster. You know what I mean? Because, like I said this before, I was looking like, dang, like, I had to kind of do an extensive search just to find, like, you know, black podcasters. I'm like, dang, like, there's this, you know, there's just a few of us here and there, you know, kind of we get lost in the bunch a little bit. So it made me think, like, okay, well, what are people talking about here in Milwaukee? So I Googled, I looked up the 20... best Milwaukee podcast, and I didn't just click on the first. I went through a few of them just to kind of get, you know, updated information and not just click on the first one I saw and just start, you know what I mean? I don't like doing that stuff. I like doing a little more extensive research just to see if, like, most of the information is same or equal, because then you're like, okay, well, this is consistent. This is probably how stuff is. You know what I'm saying? So, and first of all, let me say, I ain't hating on nobody's podcast. Let me get that out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm understanding, realizing, you know, this, it does take a little bit of time. Like, there's been times where I'm like, okay, well, I got everything ready. It'll just probably take me 15, 20 minutes to edit this, and then I can publish it. You end up sitting there for an hour. You'll be like, dang, I didn't realize it would take this long for me to, you know, edit stuff. That's one reason why I don't do a ton of editing, because I think it takes away from just the real rawness, you know, authenticity of it, you know what I mean? Because I think that's why our podcast is doing as well as it is, because we just talk about stuff. It's unscripted. There's no one on any platform doing what we do that's audio themed. You know what I'm saying? And if they are, like I'm saying, show me, tell me. I'll listen to it. I want to see more couples podcasts, and I think those are the most interesting. But yeah, like I'm saying, like, and we're an interracial couple, so there's another, you know, dynamic too. So I was looking at the top 20 best Milwaukee podcasts, right? And this is dated April 27, 2024. And this is from FeedSpot. I think they are a podcast website. I don't know if they're a website, but they, looks like they just critique podcasts and stuff. It seems like that's kind of their thing. So this is from FeedSpot. And according to them, these are the 20 best Milwaukee podcasts. And this is from April 27, 2024. So this is super recent. And just going to kind of read the little titles and just briefly see what they're talking about. And just basically give you my opinion on stuff and just kind of get to the point of all of this. So, for number one here on the top 20 best Milwaukee podcasts, they have, it's called Milwaukee's Tailgate Brewers Podcast. Well, that makes sense. I mean, not anything that I'd be interested in listening to just personally, and that's fine, because I'd be willing to bet dollars of donuts if people that run the Milwaukee Tailgate Brewers Podcast, I would guarantee the majority of them wouldn't be interested in my content. And I wouldn't have an issue with that. Like, fine, go find something else. Same thing, you know me. That's not something I'm interested in. I'm not going to sit here and hate on it. I'm just not going to listen to it. Because my point is, like, with something like that, like, how much of that do you need? Like, how much can we talk about Brewer baseball? Like, within, at the end of the day, in true reality, is insignificant. You know what I'm saying? What do you do at a Brewers game? Sit there and watch a slow sport that has very little action. Why do you think they did all that to speed the game up? And then people just drink there. And then a lot of them drive home drunk. And I got to worry 81 times during the season about getting killed by a drunk driver on my way to work or something. So if I happen to be on I-94 or something. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that drinking and driving here in Wisconsin is just so casual. It is so casual. So, as number one, they have Milwaukee's Tailgate Brewers Podcast. And they're doing about one episode a week. And so it says, I'm not going to put their host names out here and all that stuff. I'm just going to say what they talk about. So it says they discuss the latest news about the Milwaukee Brewers, Major League Baseball, and the Brewers minor league affiliates. Like, who's really getting anything out of that? But see here again, and these hosts, by their names, they're white people. Nothing wrong with that. I'm saying, but that's their world. Probably not a ton of black friends. Probably not a ton of black people in their life. You know what I'm saying? They love Brewer baseball, and that's great. So my point is, like, their world is so different. They're not thinking about little Ray Ray that can't find a job. You know what I'm saying? They ain't worried about Shaniqua that needs better health care or that needs a second job. You know what I'm saying? They ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? They're not worried about that. So, let's see. Number two, the Gyro Step Podcast Networking, covering all things Milwaukee Bucks. Another sportscast. So the first two we have, they're sports podcasts, where there's ton of them, ton of sports podcasts. And that's great. People love sports. I love sports. There's no one that loves sports more than me, trust me. But like, I could just jump on and just, you know, add to that, add more sports content. And just like, nah, man, let's talk about real stuff. The Gyro Step Podcast Network offers comprehensive Milwaukee Bucks coverage. How about some comprehensive Milwaukee City coverage about what's going on in the underbelly? Because here's the thing, everyone that has these podcasts, everything that I talk about in reality affects them. You know what I mean? They don't talk about it. Why not? Are you worried your white friends that you may feel are racist or may not be interested in what you're talking about? You worried about them not wanting to listen and your podcast not being successful? Come on, man. Here's number three, Locked On Bucks Daily Podcast on the Milwaukee Bucks. So-and-so give you a daily look into all things Milwaukee Bucks, providing analysis of every game, player, and rumor. Oh, and we do mention Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yep, lots of them too. Having covered the Bucks at a variety of media outlets, so-and-so dive into the Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA Locked On Bucks. See, they're another sportscast, not hating on it. Just showing like, okay, do we need three sports podcasts already? You know what I'm saying? You got sports shows on the radio, you know, 94.5 ESPN radio. That like, how many more of those do we need? Like, I don't need, like, some white man or some, you know, Asian man or some lady or some Latin man or some black dude or some white dude or whoever telling me how good Giannis is or that Giannis scored 30 points last night. I already know that. I can click on my phone and go on my ESPN app or DraftKings or whatever and find out that he had 30 points. You know what I mean? There's nothing you can tell me about the basketball game that I don't already know or like that's going to really change my life in any kind of way or make my day any better or whatever. You know what I mean? Number four, Lake Effect Full Show. Lake Effect is WUWM's local show about what matters most now to people in Milwaukee. Okay, so at least this is the first one, at least the sound, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they're talking about, like, things that truly matter. Lake Effect is WUWM's local show about what matters most now to people in Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin. It goes beyond the headlines and connects listeners to the community. See, now, I haven't, like, super clicked on there to, like, listen to any episodes or anything like that, but, you know, from what they're talking about, basically their mission statement, at least it sounds like they're talking about, you know, stuff. You know, instead of how many points Chris Middleton had last night, or that, you know, Bobby Portis got, you know, ejected in the first quarter. That shit pissed me off, too. I was like, man. So, yeah, the Lake Effect, you know what I'm saying? At least it sounds like they're talking about, you know, city issues, community stuff, you know, headlines, that's great. You know what I'm saying? At least. So that's the first one so far out of four that at least seems like they got some, you know, relevant content. I don't know what the hosts are actually talking about or whatever, or what their take is or how they, you know, their stance on things or whatever. But so we got that one. Number five, Milwaukee Brewers Podcast. We go again now. Four out of the first five are sports podcasts. And I'll say once again, I love sports. Love sports. I'm good at baseball, basketball, football. Super coordinated, all that stuff. I can play all them sports real good. I'm even-handed, all that stuff. I played sports in high school. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm not interested in listening. Like, I'm not waking up in the morning, like, seeing, like, oh, did the Brewers come out with a new episode today? What are they talking about? What's so-and-so's batting average? I don't give a shit about what somebody's batting average is, man. I can go on my phone and find that out. Like, I just can't imagine myself sitting down, putting on some headphones, or clicking on a Milwaukee Brewers podcast to just sit there and, like, I don't get, like, what is that doing for me? Like, how is that helping me learn anything? You know what I'm saying? So it says, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel beat reporter so-and-so joined host so to discuss the Milwaukee Brewers, Major League Baseball, and life on the Brewers beat. So that part, that last part, could maybe be kind of cool, the life on the Brewers beat. So it kind of sounds like they probably talk, you know, just when they're out and on the road. So like that, like just basically real content. You know what I'm saying? You're probably hearing stuff where they're out eating or they're like walking around, they're just talking or what, like that kind of stuff is cool. But I don't care. I don't need to know about, you know, somebody smashing a home run last night or someone making a great catch. You know what I'm saying? Or the triple play last. I don't need to hear about that. I'm saying I don't need to hear about that, man. Because all these things that go on, that's the thing, like everyone that's doing one of these podcasts, right? Everyone. All this stuff that I talk about and that Michelle talks about and stuff affects them too. They just don't talk about it. But it affects them. You know what I'm saying? They got kids, they got bills to pay, you know, they got taxes to pay. You know, the roads affect them, the bump outs affect them, crime affects them. You know what I'm saying? And when I say them, I'm talking about everybody. And that's kind of was going back to what I was talking about, like, with the black radio stations, like, they're, like, on 101.7, like, there's shows, you know, they're up for awards, but I heard, like, Sherwin Hughes, like, he's not even up for an award. How, that don't even make no damn sense. Like, dude clearly has the best show on that station. Clearly, I mean, he just does, right? But you have other hosts that are up for awards, and I'm not hating on them. You know what I'm saying? But how does a person clearly with the best show, I mean, it's not even close. How are they not even up for an award? Because people don't want to hear about what Sherwin talks about, because he talks about the real shit. He talks about the underbelly of the city. You know what I'm saying? And Sherwin is Democratic. You know what I'm saying? He talks about kind of stuff that I talk about. You know what I'm saying? Racism, stereotypes, white, you know, people. Not talk, you know what I'm saying? But he points out the things. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, In reality, because most listeners of talk radio are still white. I'm saying in totality. So in reality, like, white people don't want to hear that type of thing. But they do want to hear more of, like, someone that may be, like, you know, a black Republican or, you know, a black European. You know what I'm saying? Because white people are more in tune with that. Like, kind of like the Bill Cosby black, you know what I'm saying, where everyone in the family is a doctor, a lawyer, everyone's all, you know what I'm saying, it's more relatable to them. Because a lot of white people, they can't relate to, or they you know, they don't want to fuck with the bus driver dad, the nurse mom, you know, the kids that are, you know, don't have a ton, but are still doing well. Like, they don't want to fuck, like, that's so far from their world. It's unrelatable to them. But they'll mess with, like, when they hear black people that kind of talk Republican-y or, like, feel similar about how they feel about black people. White people love that. They love that. That's why that white dude, there's a white dude, his name is Eddie, he calls that Tory Lowe show all the time, because Tory kind of speaks to how he feels about stuff. So when a white person hears a black person kind of speaking that way, they love it, and then they attach to each other. Yeah, there's a lot of that shit going on. Anyways, number six, Locked On Brewers, daily podcast on the Milwaukee Brewers. So five out of the first six are sports podcasts. So you got a Locked On Brewers podcast, a Milwaukee Brewers podcast, Locked On Bucks, Gyro Step podcast covering all things Bucks, and then Milwaukee's Tailgate Brewers podcast. So just all sports shit. You know what I'm saying? They got these listed in the top 20 podcasts in the city. Ain't none of these podcasts better than mine and Michelle's, these ones I listed. There's no way. Put on mine and put on these and tell me whose shit is better. Because I can tell all this sports stuff they're talking about, I can do it better than them if I chose to. Because I guarantee you these people that are talking about don't know sports better than me. I guarantee you it. They may have more insight if there's people that are kind of like, they're in the locker room, they're getting up like, and you know, they're at the practice. They may have the more insight, the more, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's going on, like that kind of shit. But they don't know the game of basketball and the game of football and all that stuff better than me. They don't. I promise you that. They can't analyze sports better than me. I guarantee you that. And I don't need to have been in a locker room interviewing Giannis to know that, for somebody to tell me they know sports better than me. You know what I'm saying? It just frustrates me, man, because this is like, dude, this is the stuff people are putting out here, man. And people are listening to this stuff because it's mostly white audiences. That's the other thing. You know, white people even dominate the podcasting space and scene. Number seven, Milwaukee Bucks podcast, another one. Number eight, WUWMU's. Here they are. So at least like WUWM, and that's Milwaukee Public Radio, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, they're connected with the college, with UWM and shit. So, you know, there's gonna be some of that kind of conversation, which, so far, out of the first eight that I read, I'd only be willing to listen to two of them. The WUWM News one, and I'd be willing to listen to the Lake Effect Show. Because at least they sound like they're talking about stuff. Even if I didn't agree with some of the stuff, like at least like I could tune into it. Because the other ones wouldn't even click on those. Because I'm like, oh, sports, but I can turn on ESPN or TNT, or I can just go on my phone and do all that. Like, I don't need these white guys telling me about sports, man. Because they're not going to listen to this black dude talk about black issues. So we're even. But, so number nine is the Milwaukee Sports Performance Podcast. Welcome to the Milwaukee Sports Performance Podcast. We are your host, so-and-so. We are physical therapists, athletic trainers, and strength conditioning coaches at so-and-so and so-and-so. I mean, that don't sound that bad. Because it's a sport, yeah, that's not that bad. I could maybe tune into one or two episodes of that. Number 10, Biz Times MKE, Milwaukee Business Insights. The Biz Times MKE podcast, powered by Biz Times Media, is designed to keep you informed and provide ideas and strategies to help improve your business. Each episode features thought-provoking insights and best practices from businesses and community leaders. That's solid. You know what I'm saying? It ain't something I will listen to every day or even a few times a week, but I could definitely give that a go because at least they're talking about something that really means something, at least. No matter how you feel about the topics, at least it's like real content to me. You know what I mean? Number 11 is 88.9, This Bites, it's called. So I'm going to assume this is probably a food, like some foodie shit there again. Like, I mean, cool, that's fine because that's what you like, then do it. But my point is like, what is, like, what is someone that's struggling to pay their bills getting out of This Bites podcast? You know what I'm saying? Every Friday, 88.9's Tariq Moody and Milwaukee Magazine's Ann Christensen give you a taste of Milwaukee's culinary community, from restaurant openings to foodie events and cultures. Oh, that sounds pretty decent, though. I would maybe mess with that, actually. Number 12, 88.9, Community Stories. See, Community Stories. I like the title already. Let's see. They lift your spirits, prompt you to think, make you feel grateful, inspire you to do more. They connect you to your community in a positive way, shining a spotlight on what is good about Milwaukee. The audio stories air each weekday on 88.9 and are published here on the web. See, I can mess with that. Community Stories, that's, you know what I'm saying? Something that means something, man. Oh, fuck, man, I'm tired of all these sports podcasts, dude. And these outdoor Wisconsin podcasts and stuff, man. Talking about hunting and Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Vibes podcast, man. Milwaukee Vibes podcast is a bi-weekly podcast giving the latest in Milwaukee media, music, and of course, great laughs. That's probably decent, though, because they're probably on there kicking and stuff like that. I would maybe get out of listen. Number 16, 88.9, Tapped In. Every Thursday, 88.9, so-and-so, so-and-so, plug into Milwaukee's music scene, concerts, announcements, new releases, local artists, breakout, and more. That's something I will listen to. Like, there you go, something like that. Like, why not talk about community issues, though? If you're going to talk about the music scene, new releases, local artists, but, like, what is the breaking out and more? What is the more? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you know somebody whose car was stolen. I'm sure you know somebody, you know what I'm saying, black, that might have been called a fucking nigger by a white person or some shit like that. Or you might have somebody white in your family that don't like your black girlfriend or boyfriend. But you're coming in every day talking about the music scene and when the new so-and-so is coming out. But you were just up arguing with your girlfriend or boyfriend all night. You just got fired from your job. You're wondering why the gas is too high, but you don't want to come in and talk about it. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of these are kind of ran, I'm seeing too, by like the same, like number 17, 88.9, like Urban Spelunkin. Every Tuesday, 88.9's Nate, so-and-so, so-and-so, explore Milwaukee's history through an in-depth look at the buildings that make it up. Like, dude, like, who cares about that? So they go around and just, like, look at buildings and talk about buildings. Like, dude, like, what is that doing for somebody, man? Milwaukee podcasters, top podcasters covering Milwaukee. I'm going to have to submit my shit. Because none of these podcasts are better than mine. They're not. And I'm not hating on them, but they're not better than mine. They're not. I promise you they're not. There's no way they can be. Because they ain't talking about shit. I'm saying in true reality, they're not talking about shit. Listen to some of this stuff. Webmaster. Wait, let me see what the name of the podcasts are. Yeah, I'm going to have to submit mine. MKE, Tailgate Podcast, Milwaukee Brewers Podcast, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, WTMJ, Gyro Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Some of the ones I just read, like, dude, like, why is this stuff significant? So, yeah, I'm going to submit mine, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to submit mine because my podcast is way better than these. Way better than these. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just want to talk about that. I just wish people would, you know, and I wish more black and brown people would, man, get on it and start podcasting, man. We need our voices out here. We have two local black radio stations and Homer Blow, you know what I'm saying, does his thing on Facebook. Dude's one of the best, man. Homer Blow's the shit. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, there ain't nobody really, like, you know what I'm saying? And if they are, I can't find them. Like, let me know where they're at. Let me know where the black content creators are that are talking about what's going on in the city of Milwaukee. We're talking about the underbelly issues. Because I don't need to hear about fishing. I don't need to hear about the Brewers. I don't need to hear about outdoor Wisconsin. I don't need to hear about how to shoot a deer. I don't need to know none of that shit. Let's fix this city up, man. Because all this stuff affects all of us, man. You know what I'm saying? How long can you talk about the Brewers, man, and Christian Yelich? Because no one in true reality gives a fuck about that shit. So, man, yeah, let's get our podcasts and games together, man. Black and brown people, y'all jump in and help me out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why Michelle and I talk about this stuff, man. Because as you can see, there ain't too much of it going on, man. And I've been through a number of websites, you know, typing in the top 20 best podcasts in the city of Milwaukee. Like, and I'm coming across the same ones. And these are up. This is from April 27th of 2024. You know what I'm saying? I wish some of these local news people would get their own podcast, like on the side. But that's probably tough. There's probably contract stuff with them and shit like that. You know, because I know some of them would have like good podcasts because they would be talking about city issues and shit like that. Like, I'd be interested in stuff, but it's probably tough to do that because they got to worry about what they say and shit. So, but yeah, man, this is what's out here. This is what the city of Milwaukee's putting out here for podcasts, man. Brewer podcast, tailgating podcast, Gyro podcast, Locked On Bucks podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit like that, man. That in true reality, at the end of the day, is insignificant. It ain't really doing nothing for nobody or helping nobody learn or grow. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, and like I said, I ain't hating on none of them. Because podcasting is work, man. I'm finding that out. And I'm not hating on what them guys, I'm just saying we don't need any more of that, like more of it. It's just saturated with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's why Michelle and I are here, and we ain't going nowhere. So help keep supporting us. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, we're doing this shit for free. Because I know these people on these ones that I just read, I know they're making money and monetizing somehow. You know what I'm saying? Average length of podcast, 25 minutes. Average length of podcast, 4 minutes. Like, dude, like, that's, you guys are ripping people off, man. What's the point of doing a 4-minute podcast? Like, that's a waste of people's time to me. But yeah, I'm about to go pour me another little cup of coffee. If y'all cool, I'm gonna just play some Burning Spear. You know what I'm saying? Just for about a minute and a half. I'm just gonna go warm my coffee up. Yeah, this is Burning Spear, y'all. Go check them out. I'll be right back. Just enjoy the music. Or if you don't want to, then I understand. Like, turn it off or whatever. I get it. Be back literally in 1 minute. I'm just gonna warm this coffee up.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's going to be 70 today. I'm looking forward to that, man. Man, that nice weather just making you feel even better, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like, you know, we have so much stuff going on in the city. Like, man, we got Sade Robinson, you know, mom's still looking for, I don't mean to sound brutal, but like, her family's still looking for her daughter, for Sade's head, basically. Basically, I'll say it. I mean, unless they're looking for something else, like, I think they're looking for her head so they can finally, you know, have a funeral. I don't know why they ain't around here looking in the back of our apartment where she lived, two floors down from us. And they said in the criminal report, Michelle read the criminal report, they said dude was driving around here and stuff afterwards. He was up in our apartment. That wasn't no first date, man. Dude, they had already been seeing each other. I don't know for how long. You know what I'm saying? He had been all up in his building. They have his palm print in our building and everything. Yeah. This, I ain't making up no shit. Like, come on, man. Hell, find her. It's shocking to me. Because I can see, look right out my apartment building, look at the river. I haven't seen anyone over here searching. We went around the other side where there's like trees and shrubbage and just like, all just bullshit across the river on the other side of our building. Michelle and I went over there and looked a couple times just on some random, not anything too extensive, but we, you know, went over there looking ourselves. But I haven't seen anyone else over here. It's amazing to me, like, that they just didn't naturally come over here and search. Like, help that lady's mom find her fucking daughter's remains, man. This is BS. Yeah, I'm gonna get off that. I'm gonna kind of just fall back from that situation. Just for, I mean, obviously I'm paying attention and keeping my ears open for it, but I'm saying, like, there's so many people talking about it right now, man. And so I'm just gonna fall back and just kind of see what happens with the court case and stuff like that, man. And yeah, that's just a nasty situation. But yeah, I would like to see them do more, man, to help her find the rest of her child, man. Like, I hate even saying that, but that, you know, to basically help her find her daughter's head. But yeah, but people, you know, I just wish I had more variety to listen to. Because I was like, okay, well, I'll go on here and I'll find, you know, black podcasters and I'll follow them and I'll, you know, get in touch and let them know that, hey, like, new black content creator here, just wanted to connect with you guys, you know, just kind of like that type of shit. And I was having trouble finding black podcasters. I mean, we're out there, don't get me wrong, I'm saying there, but it's like, there's not a ton of black podcasters talking about what I'm talking about, is what I'm saying. And if they are, like, maybe through the title, I can't see that they're talking about that stuff or whatever, you know. I don't know, but I am going to submit my podcast to FeedSpot. I didn't realize I haven't submitted mine yet. So I'm going to go on and submit my podcast to this FeedSpot and see how it goes. Yep, that's it. Burn a spear. Yeah, I'm hoping to get out there and see them when me and Michelle go out there to Cali. That'd be nice if he happens to be, you know, out there, because he still goes on tour. Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Yeah, but like I was saying last night, no, I'm getting off topic or whatever, but yeah, so we had a good weekend. We went to the Dontre Hamilton event. On Saturday, we recorded some of it, obviously, and didn't record all of it. We were probably there for about maybe, I'm going to say 35 to 45 minutes. We had a lot of stuff going on that day, so we just were trying to make sure that, you know, we were able to do everything that we planned on doing. and just going to pay our respects, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was a very good crowd down there. Yeah, but shout out Dontre Hamilton's mother and his family. She is a super, super powerful woman. Look, I was listening to what she was saying the other day and stuff like that about just how people need to come together and just be better and just, I don't remember her exact words, but like that shit hit me. You know what I'm saying? It really hit me. And yeah, she's a great woman. Great woman. Shout her out. So yeah, but that's what we got going on here for podcasting, man. But I'm gonna get off of here for now and wait for Michelle to get up, holler at her. Probably might go get some breakfast or something, get some fresh air. It's starting to get nice outside. And everyone, you guys do the same. People listening, thank you. Like Michelle was saying the other day, if anyone's interested in sponsoring our show, you know what I'm saying, and partnering, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, for a small fee, we can wheel and deal, you know what I'm saying. Hit that email, hit my email up at D as in David, V as in Victor, Johnson, 73@yahoo.com. Hit that up. Or hit 262-385-3219. 262-385-3219. Don't leave no BS or no garbage, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that, message or voicemail or nothing like that. It's going to get deleted, thrown in the garbage, and you'll be blocked ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind constructive criticism or, you know, anything like that, because like I said, we all need to learn from each other. But don't be playing no games on that line or nothing like that. I'm not saying anyone has or anyone's even caught it or anything. But just saying, just, you know what I'm saying, let's keep it cool. That's all. But saying we created, you know, a phone line just for people to be able to connect with us as somebody. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you're listening. You know, let us know you're listening. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, hit that up. That email up, like I said, D as in David, V as in Victor, Johnson, 73@yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? And let us know what you're thinking, or if you want to possibly be, excuse me, a potential sponsor or whatever. Obviously, you'd have to, you know, listen to our content and make sure that you're interested, or you, you know, for the most part, support what we're talking about. Then hit us up. And as long as your company or whatever you're doing isn't Republican based or Trump based or anything like that, or nothing with any slave shop bullshit or anything like that, because if you're doing anything like that, we don't want to be involved. We do not want to be involved with anything Republican-y, Trump-y, none of that kind of stuff. So don't waste your time. But other than that, I'm going to get out of here for now. And I appreciate you listening to this episode. And I'm going to get some music queued up. So enjoy. This Styles P on the way out. Going to take on the day, stay safe, and we'll holler at y'all soon. And thanks for listening. Enjoy. Staring at the rear view.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Maybe it's my windshield, maybe it's my window. I'm just going where my money and my friends go. Feeling like I'm on a bike trying to do an endo. When the wind blow, I can smell death too. But I see love, so I'm blessed too. Your money lighting, you letting that shit stress you. On the block, the cops wanna arrest you. Everybody lost, nobody is getting rescued.
We all lost.
No hope, low sum up. How do we cold roll sum up? Have a drink and go fuck. Recycle a cycle, starting to feel stuck. Your boy drop gems, you know that I'm no klutz. Walked out of hell, you know that I still strut. This is not about me. How could a deaf man help a blind man see? He could be his eyes for him. What is the champ without the camp that rides for him? Get it? Maybe or maybe not. Summertime, it's the 9 of 380s that's gonna pop. The big guns make the big noise. Little kids ain't playing with little kid toys. They ain't playing at all. Fuck what it costs. Type of shit we see in the mall. Or we thinking we need to save. Get the chain and the whip. Or we thinking like we a slave. Descended from kings and we like nice things. So that's just the way we behave. Yeah. We ain't friend at all. I know something that I know nothing at all. If you get a dirty hand, start bluffing them all. Why? Cause sad niggas show the most joy. Wild niggas show the most poise. Quiet niggas make the most noise. Rest in peace, Chink. Hold your head to the cold boys. Ghosts.
Speaking of Chink's drugs, rest in peace, Chink's drugs. It seems like a lot of the great MCs have died. Chink's drugs, you know what I'm saying? Prodigy, Fred the Godson, dude was nice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Chink's was my favorite MC. Well, top three, it was him, Styles, and probably Kool G Rap. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Chink's was the man. So, we'll holler at y'all soon. Thanks for listening. Peace. Play a little more Styles. This is Ghost. This is Styles P. Ghost Freestyles Volume 2. Go check it out. He's got 5 volumes out of this. Strong as oak.
For this occasion.
Yes. Is there a story that makes God cry? Can I bring we to heaven to get God high? They say the penal gland is the God high. Or the third one. Yours from the dictionary. Heaven is where my word's from. Or maybe hell. Gin in the crib can make your old lady crazy or your baby else. You can hear my soul through the speakers
in the JBLs.
That only take me a couple bars. Before I lust a chick, I would lust a car. Trying to beat time, a buck 90 or up the odds. Before I stuff paper, I would stuff cigars. Some smoke the pain away, some drink the pain away. Me, I take it in and breathe it out on a rainy day. Never a stingy nigga, willing to get a game away. Go stay low, yeah, I'm willing to get a fame away.
Strong as oak. Peace, I'm out. Hey baby, I was looking on the 20 best podcasts in the city earlier. We need to submit ours on that feed spot.
Okay.
Because I was looking, I went on there just to see like what the best podcasts are that they're claiming are in the city of Milwaukee. And I was like, our podcast is crushing all these. And I didn't realize because it says submit your podcast. And so we haven't done that yet.
Right.
So I'm like, dang, like, and we're doing really well. And like, we ain't even, there's other outlets that we haven't even promoted our shit on yet.
Right.
So I wanted to go on there and put our podcast on there. Feed spot.
Sure.
Because our podcast is way, way, way better than these. There's sports podcasts. There was a couple of them on there that I would be willing to listen to, like the WUWM. They do stuff like the 88.9 because they're connected with the college. So, you know, you may get some like real kind of content. People talking about city stuff and,
right,
you know, but a lot of them I were looking, they were all sports casts. Sport. And you know how much I love sports.
Right.
But we don't need more of that. And I'm not hating on those podcasts, but like, when are people other than me and the two local radio stations and whoever else, Homer Blow, whoever else is talking about black issues in the city and stuff that I don't know about, if you're out there, hit us up. Because I can't find nobody. And I've been doing dives looking, and I can't find nobody. So, and I know our podcast is. What do you think, babe?
I think you should submit it.
Definitely.
For sure.
So I think we can do that.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You get some more listeners.
Right.
That's the worst that could happen.
Right, which is great.
Right.
All right, bet.
Arizona. Let's go, machine. Yeah. If that hoe looking black to you, my soul willing to chat with you. I'm familiar with the pain. I know the fast life. I'm familiar with the lane. Feeling I was illin', but I'm willing for the change. All praise to the Most High. Dance with the devil and whisper, I hope we both die. Ask the angel, could a ghost die? The dead can't be killed, but I can't sleep at night, so it can't be guilt. Can't. Lies, facts. Ready to die and come back. Sick, cause I'm thrilled when hearing a gun clap. Sick. Nah, you just lost. You was trying to get on, but you was off. Figured the course to be the boss.
I know the price.
Work harder than the other workers. Bulletproof love in the hood when my brother hurt. Blood, sweat, and tears. Too many years of my mother work. It's a new day. Get a new way. Used to be get that handgun or a bouquet.
Word.
Had that hood covered like a duvet. Took a L, lit a L, yeah, called the Cool J. Sour diesel, a pool day, a wise man shouldn't go to work where food plays.
You know.
That's a mistake. You can mistake. I don't mean scenes, I mean green, yeah, big cake. Template to the temple, where's my templates? You thinking luxury whip? I mean time machine, I mean line machine, rhyme machine. Watch who you plugging me with.
Watch.
Yeah. You should tell him that the ghost back. All I need is my niggas in the smoke back. What?
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday. And before we get to today's topic, I just want to say thanks for everyone that's listening. I hope your weekend went well. And that was Mr. Styles P there, the music this morning. Enjoy the content. And we'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. Play a little more Styles.
That's Pool's weed on the board. I'ma light that shit up, yeah. I was in the cut, these motherfuckers was sleep. I'm about the youth, these little niggas should eat. I've been on the streets, I be killing these beats. Give a fuck about
work,
the rapper,
cause
I be killing they fleet. Flowing off the re-re, maybe I gon' read. I'm behind the mask, but maybe they know it's me. Type of shit I thought when I was robbing the D. I can kinda con artist, so I'm a problem for me. I can kill any beat, don't care if it's on B. Why you rhyme so ghetto, we came from poverty. Look at me then, look at me now. You looking around, cause I'm ghost on another coast, smoking a pound. You never find a rapper like me, that was rapping like me, that was clapping like me. Now I don't wanna brag about no dumb shit, no gun shit, no slim shit. Why the fuck you acting like me? I don't like that. Left him right there. Talk about he be right back. Can't spin on me. You ain't doing a laundry. He gon' come back with a strap. Arms on me. I attack first if I'm thinking he tryna harm me. Got my mama in my ear like the church won't hurt.